This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, again, we want to continue to strengthen the roster, and I don't know if that's the players that you're talking about or some other players or how that may come about, but I know we have had conversations. We'll continue to have conversations about continuing to improve the roster, and then again, if it makes sense and then we feel like it's advantageous to us, then we'll consider it.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That was Mike Vrabel on the Greg Hill Show on a Patriots Monday yesterday talking about improving the roster. He was referencing a question which kind of loosely alluded to the Micah Parsons of the world, the Trey Hendricksons, the big names, two of which have already upped their bank accounts to stay where they were. Trey Hendrickson got a one-year bump. Terry McLaurin got a three-year, $96 million deal. I believe we're still waiting on Micah Parsons. I don't think that's played itself out yet. But,
Crazy.
Yeah.
With Micah Parsons, the best defense in the NFL. Without Micah Parsons, the worst defense in the NFL.
I feel like you should just
pretty
it.
Good.
That's an amazing stat. The EPA is number one in the NFL on defense. When Micah Parsons is on the field, they are the worst in EPA when he's off.
You're doing a good job as his agent lobbying for him to get pay the man.
Big fan of edge rushers.
Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So it is 4 o'clock. So technically speaking, cuts are done. The NFL rosters have been submitted. They are down to 53 players for all 32 teams. We're continuing to have some of the news trickle in through various reports. We do not have the official press release from the New England Patriots yet, kind of mapping out all the moves they made. We did, though, Dan Ball, I believe, need the sounder for another piece of information. So roll it, Stiz.
We want to continue to strengthen the roster.
I'll give you my crap, and you give me your best player.
Maybe the biggest surprise that we've had from cut day so far, reports from your boy, Andy, crap sheet, Ian Rappaport.
Yes.
Kendrick Bourne has made the 53-man roster for the time being for the New England Patriots. So currently you have 8 wide receivers on the roster: Diggs, Hollins, Douglas, Booty, Williams, Chisholm, Baker, and Bourne. So either Bourne is on for 24 hours and then going to IR, or
yes,
somebody else is a bit more banged up.
So just to the IR designation to return that started, whatever that was, 5-6 years ago, to go on that list,
I like that.
You have
so
to be
better.
On the roster for at least one day. The opening day roster, you have to make it. So Kendrick Bourne, Kyle, whoever it could be, if a receiver was going on IR with a designation to return later in the season, they have to be on the initial roster. So my guess is that could be Kendrick Bourne. I love it either way because I'll continue what I said about Kyle Duggar and those guys. This tells me they're keeping the best 53. I think Kendrick Bourne is one of your best 53. Whether you love him, hate him, what his role is, the guy is a very good player in the NFL over multiple teams, multiple seasons, with Josh McDaniels his first year here. He can play. He can just play. He's more proven than a lot of these other guys. So I like it.
But who would you? Okay, my chances are he's not going to be on the opening day roster.
No, he'll let Efton Chisholm play for a month, and then they figure out if Efton Chisholm can actually play in the National Football League.
Right now, so theoretically, they have eight receivers: Javon Baker, Efton Chisholm, and Kendrick Bourne would be 6, 7, and 8.
Yeah.
Which of those three? Which two make it on your team? If you had to get rid of one, which one's leaving?
But they're delaying that decision is what they're doing.
I know they are, but they're going to have to ultimately make a decision.
I'll let you know in 4 weeks. Okay. Is Javon Baker trending in the right direction, or is he take a nosedive once games start? Is Efton Chisholm
now, if you had to make a decision, which wide receiver are you?
I would keep Bourne and Baker, but that's just me.
And you would not put Efton Chisholm.
And I would probably take Baker over Bourne because of youthful upside and trending. We actually had a cut that I had Stiz pull, and I know he's not ready for it, so I'm not going to throw it just yet. Yep. But Tom Curran joined the Midday Show with Jones and whoever he was, Rob Bradford, and they asked him sort of an open-ended question about players, and he had a very interesting answer when he brought up Booty.
Kayshawn Booty just keeps getting better. There's stuff that I'll spout a lot of stuff, Rob, over the course of the season. I thought Kayshawn Booty was really good from the friggin' time he got here. I've rarely seen the kind of body control and hands that he has. And I knew he was good as a rookie, and he stepped out of bounds and Bill didn't play him. And I knew he was good last year, and he eventually came around, even though he can be a little bit of a knucklehead with some of his statements. And he's going to be really good this year. He could be a 2 for a good team.
For a good team? So he didn't say for a bad team.
No,
for a good
and this
team.
Is a bad team. Woo! So that means he's a borderline 1 for this team, right?
Please. Yeah.
Because good teams have multiple number one receivers.
Wait, what did he rip you for?
Wrongheadedness radio.
That's some wrongheadedness radio right there, Tom Curran. Come on, buddy. A 2 on a good team?
As much as I'd like to bully him, I like what he meant. He might have got a little too far. He might have started rolling.
A 2 on a bad team. I could maybe buy it.
But Booty has trended in the right direction.
Yeah, he has.
So if he's trending in the right direction and Javon Baker is trending in the right direction and Stephon Diggs is as ready as Vrabel says, he's ready to go. He's ready to help us win. Maybe the wide receiver position isn't as bad as we've sort of painted it for the entire offseason.
Wow, I just think y'all are you're crazy.
I'm crazy positive.
Based on what? What makes you think the wide receiver group, based on what, have they been performing in the preseason?
A little bit of that. Also,
because it's not that good.
What do you...
Jeez.
I like when he's worked up negative. I feel like a month and a half ago we were arguing that he thought they were the 11-win team, and I said they weren't that good. Now it's reversal.
You literally want 8 receivers for a position that has been preseason determined is one of the worst position groups in the NFL.
Well, if you don't have quality, you know what you should get? Quantity.
Okay, man.
There's got to be a good one in here somewhere.
Yeah. Remember back in the day when the Red Sox first base situation was like, I don't know, and they threw a bunch of bodies at the wall, and eventually David Ortiz became a superstar for the Red Sox. Maybe that's what they're hoping with Booty or Baker or Bourne or any of these killer bees at the position. But I do think some of this, we're getting ahead of ourselves. By like Friday, we'll know better how this
plays out. You're right. I am curious. So they're only keeping 3 running backs. I wonder how many tight ends. Has anybody heard anything about Jack
I bet it's going to be 3.
I think it's going to be 2.
I wonder if it's going to be 2.
And then Jakob Johnson will be a waiver wire claim.
I wonder if it's going to be 2, if they're going to keep more wide receivers than people would predict, and they went with less tight ends than people predict. I'm curious. How come we don't have the final roster? Do we?
We don't have the final release yet. This is common. Hell, Belichick used to do it at like 10 o'clock at night. He would submit it to the league, but then the release itself, the public information.
You don't say.
Because Mike Vrabel is controlling the rats. Normally the rats would be telling us everything that's going on, but now he's smoked out all the rats, so it's just going to come from Vrabel and PR.
15% of the 53-man roster is in wide receivers.
You running numbers.
That's crazy.
That tells you how much they want to continue to see live reps develop and figure out who they got.
Guess so.
It's an in-season audition. September. So look at it this way. September, now officially part of the 2025 Patriots preseason. Except this preseason counts.
And it allows you to delay a decision for both a young guy and an old guy, and it covers your ass. If Chisholm stinks, Chisholm's gone. Bourne comes off IR 4 weeks later, and at the very least, you have a veteran presence who's familiar with Josh McDaniels in the offense. If Chisholm blows up and Chisholm leads the month of September in catches because he's getting all these targets, oh, Kendrick Bourne, we appreciate your service. Yep. They're no longer needed here. So it delays the decision. But let's get to our poll question of the day here on WEEI Afternoons, at Jumbo Hart, at WEEI Afternoons on Twitter. And what I put up today was, as cuts wind down, what area of the roster is the biggest weakness for the Patriots heading into the regular season? The options that Dan Ball and I selected, so if you don't like the options, it's Andy Hart and Dan Ball that selected these, put our heads together.
Genius didn't walk alone today.
Genius had some help. Offensive line, secondary, backup quarterback, other, please reply. Fitzy, care to guess what is winning the poll for the biggest weakness for the Patriots as they still continue to tweak the roster?
Offensive line, 59%.
Offensive line, a Marv Cook, 85%.
Yow!
Yeah, people are unanimous. They don't love the line and the way it's trending and whether it's DeMontre Jacobs or however all these things shake out. Second was a Ted Johnson-approved backup quarterback, I think. You've been a little bit on the backup quarterback train.
You guys don't want to talk backup quarterback.
Tommy Cutlets, here we come.
That's only 9%. 4% for other. I saw some linebacker votes. I saw a couple other in there. And then the secondary just gets 2%. I thought that was kind of interesting. Nobody has any concerns about the secondary. Okay. I agree with the main.
They're going to have a lot if Gonzo's not healthy.
Speaking of the secondary, you want to get into the Duggar stuff?
Sure. What do you got?
I think it's interesting that he's going to be retained and that he's not been traded. It's really not that surprising. I can't imagine anybody would want to trade. And I heard Andrew Callahan last night saying on NBC Sports Boston that the phones have been very, very quiet when it comes to trade partners for both Duggar and Jennings.
Yeah.
So if it would have been a bad look if Kyle Duggar was released, because you're not going to convince many people that follow this team that Kyle Duggar isn't one of the best 53 players on this team.
Let's hear what Andrew Callahan said.
You know, when you look at these two players, right, they're going to be depth pieces, backup, second, third string. The questions I have are about depth. Let's say Robert Spillane gets hurt, Milton Williams, Christian Gonzalez. You have questions now in a way that there's not identifiable backups there. And let me tell you this, it might be a blessing in disguise that the phones at One Patriot Place right now are very quiet. They're having very little luck getting off of these players or other players they're trying to get rid of via trade. And so whether or not this happens, I don't know. But right now, I would say these guys are probably sticking.
That's an interesting idea that I had. Like, are they getting lucky? Did they want to get rid of Duggar and some of these more talented players that I think are in their top 53? And could that actually benefit them in a month? You know, Julius Peppers. We brought up that name last week when talking about Duggar. If Julius Peppers goes down, you probably want to have Duggar, right?
Jabril Peppers.
I mean, Jabril Peppers. I'd love to have Julius Peppers, too, as a edge rusher on this team.
I was like, wait, he's not a power forward, whatever.
But if Jabril Peppers goes down, Duggar is there to help you fill in. Or if you start to get thin at linebacker, you've had concerns about Spillane and the linebacker depth. Duggar is a quasi-tweener, whatever you want to call him. You might benefit in a month having him on the roster.
If you think, you know, you can rely on a rookie safety in Craig Woodson to be out there for the line share of snaps in critical situations and think he's going to be, you know, play at a high level, he's a rookie at a very difficult position. In the game, in the last preseason game, he was out there. He had middle of the field where he was a single high safety and man-to-man coverage, and he was supposed to help on the that is a slant route that I forget the battle got beat on inside. He was expecting help from Craig Woodson. He was nowhere to be found. Easy touchdown. That's where you go, you know what? Kyle Duggar probably doesn't make that mistake because this is his sixth year in the league. So I just worry about a rookie at that, to me, a very critical position.
Yeah, I'll give you another example, and correct me if I'm wrong, because this is going straight from my memory that isn't always good. Wasn't that the situation with Marte Mapu on the field with a deep ball for the Dolphins where there was a little
Gonzo
confusion?
And Marte Mapu with Tyreek Hill deep ball.
So you had
a split and cut up.
There you go.
Young, inexperienced safety who was not quite sure what he was supposed to do, and all of a sudden a Tyreek Hill, a Jalen Waddle, any of these guys just blow right by
a
you
slight
for
a touchdown. Hesitation is all you need.
And that, especially at that position, and this is a bigger picture topic, but this is another example of, we talk about things they've never been able to fix, Fitzy. Ah, you didn't have a plan after Gronk. You didn't have to plan at Brady. You didn't have the plan after
Succession plans has been a glaring issue with this team for a decade.
Devin McCourty, to me, is at the top of some of those lists because he was so good, and then you had nothing. And you're like, yeah, we'll just put Peppers and Duggar out there. I know they don't really fit together, and neither of them is really a free safety that can play the deep part of the field. They have not been able to replace Devin McCourty. And I'm not just saying that because he did a nice job on the preseason broadcasts. He's a player that they didn't have a solution for. Maybe Woodson's that guy, and maybe he'll evolve into that position and get better as he gets reps. Obviously, they have some faith in him playing a relatively significant role. Marcus Epps asked for his release and got it, so that was a veteran guy you could have had back there. But that's where I think the secondary is a sneaky position of need, depending on the health of Gonzo and Carlton Davis and how you feel about those guys.
Let me ask you about, do we think Anthony Jennings makes the team?
I'm going to say yes, if they can't trade him.
I'm going to say no.
Because I think that continues with the trend. If you're keeping your best 53 football players, Anthony Jennings is among your best 53 football players. And for the most part, I feel like they've done that, which I love, by the way. I'm a big advocate. You know, that idea like you'll never regret having too many good football players or like position overload. Yeah, it'll figure itself out. It'll play itself out. And, yeah, Anthony Jennings?
I think at least until Tavai comes back. You know,
sure.
You know, Tavai's, I don't know when he's going to come back. He hasn't practiced at all. So I would be surprised if Anthony Jennings was on his team as well.
All right, I need to fight a 617 texter. You guys give it up. All you've done, the last two scenes talk about how bad Duggar is. Now you're glad they kept him. That's what's wrong with you people. No. We've been having the argument for more than a week now that we didn't really understand the Duggar thing because if you're keeping your best football players, he's in there. That he doesn't stink.
That's right.
We also, I believe, had the discussion. We've never heard of him being a bad seed, bad apple, cause a problem. We actually have been advocating for well over a week now that if you're trying to keep 53 good players, Kyle Duggar and his $15 million cap hit and $9 million salary should be on that list. So 617, you either need to listen a little more often or a little more closely to what we are actually saying here on WEEI Afternoons. Fitzy, how are we feeling? Just like the simple trend of the way cut down. Yeah, I don't know if we're all yeah comes after victories. I don't know that there's a victory here on cut down day. But are you trending? We just talked about the pessimism that had seeped in. I feel like cut down day is a day where you kind of take a breath and go, do I feel good or do I feel bad? Right now, without it being totally official, feel good or feel bad?
Relieved. I think it sounds like they're taking a very stabilized, safe approach to building this roster. No crazy leaps, no wild reaches, no drastic cuts yet. Is there anything that has dropped anyone's jaw in a positive or negative capacity to date or yet over to the last 24 to 48 hours?
No.
Yeah.
No. The only thing I can come close to really mustering up criticism over is the kicker, quote unquote, competition that wasn't. And I'll be honest, I'm not.
It's
like,
minor.
I actually.
It is minor.
I kind of side with them, too. Like, if I'm going to take a shot, I'll go with the young guy that I think could be my kicker for the next 8 years, right? Mm-hmm. That's why you drafted him. You drafted him to be your kicker for the next 8 years. So he wasn't horrific. He had a couple horrific kicks, but on the total of the summer, he wasn't horrific. And if you're going to give a shot, you give the shot to the younger guy. So that's the closest I can come to questioning, really.
I mean, you could maybe, it's like you sign the veteran and then put the rookie on practice squad. And hope that he passes waivers.
But he might not. And you could actually do it the inverse. There's no guarantee Parker Romo gets claimed.
That's true.
You could sign him.
Yeah, you could too.
Now, I do think, Fitzy, there is a chance you go down a road where you let him go and suddenly he's kicking for some other team and it's, you know, Nick Folk or whatever all over again and you didn't even get anything for him because you released him.
I think you more want to avoid, you don't want a Rohrwasser, a kid who obviously made you want to invest an actual draft pick and not an undrafted free agent pick in him. But you don't want to end up in a Ryland situation where he just stinks all rookie season long. You let him go. He goes to a situation with no pressure out from underneath the watchful glare of the hoodie. And next thing you know, he's crushing it in Arizona.
I don't know if you've seen this, Dan, but there's a report out. Mark Daniels has a report where they are keeping actually four running backs.
Oh,
yeah. Where so according to Mark Daniels, they are keeping Trey Henderson, Ramondre Stevenson, Antonio Gibson, and Terrell Jennings.
So Jennings is making the roster.
Yep.
That was like the great debate. What? Why are you giving me that face, Dan Ball?
I hadn't seen that yet.
Yep.
Oh, okay. When was the report from?
Where am I reading this from? This is Mark Daniels of Mass Live.
Watch out, you might get Fitzy.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Yep. He's reporting that Terrell Jennings is the fourth running back and made the 53-man roster.
Yeah, and he was in the conversation.
Yeah, he was.
Absolutely in the conversation.
Dan had him in there. He thought it'd be between him or Jamichael Hasty.
Yeah, we debated that last week.
I say Hasty. I'm a big fan of his.
You're a Hasty guy.
I'm a Hasty guy.
Well, maybe they have four running backs. That makes it even more likely to me. So eight wide receivers and four running backs, I think two tight ends is what you're sticking with. And then as you maneuver the roster in the coming days, the Jakob Johnson thing. And the Patriots will obviously have, and I'm saying obviously, the fourth waiver wire claim. I'm just going real quick by the records. It's the same as your draft pick. So they have the fourth waiver wire claim. So if you want Jakob Johnson, I think there's probably a good chance you'll be able to claim Jakob Johnson.
Like that player.
617-779-7937. Patriots cuts are still trickling out. We do not have the official release. When we do, we'll talk about it. How are you feeling about what you've heard so far? Kyle Duggar is staying. Andy Borogalis is staying. Those are some of the more notable moves for the Patriots right now. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to talk about it. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Red Sox beat the Baltimore Orioles on the road last night. The final was 4-3. Richard Fitz picked up the win in relief of opener Brennan Bernardino. Fitz left the game with right bicep tightness. The Red Sox are expected to place Fitz on the injured list and call up left-handed pitcher Giovanni Moran to take his spot. Game 2 of that series is tonight. First pitch at 6:35. Lucas Giolito will start against Kyle Bradish, who is making his return from Tommy John surgery this evening. Here is your lineup for tonight as Roman Anthony leads off. He's in right. Alex Bregman at third. Jaron Duran in left. Trevor Story at short. Nathaniel Lowe at first. Masataka Yoshida is your DH, with Seidon Rafaela in center. David Hamilton at second. And Carlos Narvaez is your catcher, and he is batting ninth. You can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcanis tonight at 5:35, and Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks have the call of the series. The NFL cutdown deadline has come and gone. The Patriots have released the following players today. That's lineman Demontre Jacobs, corner Miles Battle, kicker Parker Romo, corner Brandon Crosley, as well as receiver John Giles, safety Marcus Epps, and D-tackle David Olajiga. You got lineman Mekhi Butler, that is, center Alec Lindstrom, linebacker Cam Riley, running back Jamichael Hasty, defensive end Truman Jones, and tight end G. Scott Jr. Also, Efton Chisholm and Elijah Ponder have been informed that they've made the team. Wide receivers Javon Baker and Kendrick Bourne and safety Kyle Duggar have made their roster as well. And from around the league, the Saints will start quarterback Spencer Rattler against the Cardinals in their opener on September the 7th. And finally, new this afternoon, Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are now officially engaged. Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Did you know that if you miss any part of the show, you can jump back to listen?
Either on the Odyssey app or at WEEI.com. Click on the orange listen button.
And rewind to the moments you care about most. WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Oh, shoot. I got nothing to do with that. I think those, the front office and the coaching staff, that's what, their jobs do. And I think, if they ask my opinion, I'll give it, but really, I'm just kind of out here to do my job, do my part, lead the guys, whoever's out there, and in the Patriots uniform. And then, from the scheme wise and the offensive scheme, I think Coach McDaniel's offense has proven to be pretty darn good in the past. So just trying to learn as much as I can and execute when we get out there in week one.
Drake May with us yesterday here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday, claiming he has no say in roster decisions, but we see a roster that has 8 wide receivers. That smells like a quarterback might be putting that roster together. I'm just kidding.
I thought it was a good question by Fitzy. He asked Drake, basically if he had input in the plays and Josh McDaniel's offense, how does that dynamic work between the two of you? And he was – I just found it interesting, his response, the what we just bumped back in with, where he just was like, no, like, that's no way would I have input.
You believe him?
Yes. I think that was an honest answer. I think he was almost like shocked that Fitzy asked the question, but I quote this quick story. When I was captain in 2003, so going into Brady's third year, I have to tell you that I was a captain because I was in a captain's meeting where it was just us captains there, so no one else heard this story.
Okay.
So I'm giving you
special info.
Right? And so we're all sitting there every Friday, and the captains, get to meet with Belichick and go over the game plan. And I'll never forget, when he get to Brady and go, what do you think? The casualness and the confidence in which Brady talked to him was almost, I was almost like shocked. We're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers in the corners. They suck at tackling. Brady's like, you know what, these guys, they'll bite on the double. We're gonna throw the ball up 5 times before halftime. And Bill's like, yeah, these a-holes, they can't tackle either. Like, I'm sitting there going, this is a third-year quarterback talking to Bill as if he has his hand in everything, in the game plan, everything. And then I hear Drake May going in the second year, kind of like, that's the craziest thing ever. I would never impose my thoughts on that, which is just shows you how far away he is from really kind of taking over this team.
Well, and
do you understand?
No, I 100%. Okay. And he's smart because that is, he is not any – Tom Brady won a Super Bowl, we know, as a first year as a starter. Then the next year he led the NFL in touchdown passes. So, like, he's well on his way to establishing himself on what he's going to be. Drake May, as we've talked about ad nauseum, didn't exactly win a lot of games and kind of didn't make plays at the end of games to win games. So, aw shucks is the way to play. Nah, just a player. I just show up and do my job. I get enough trouble doing my own damn job rather than doing somebody else's and putting together a roster or a playbook.
I have no problem with it. It's just to highlight kind of how far he is.
Yeah, and I love it. And Fitzy, good job getting that answer out of him. And I assume you believed him as well, that he's not like covering up for some, behind the scenes, he's pointing fingers and picking players.
No, I did. And I imagine if Josh comes to him and says, do you like this play? Obviously, he wants his input. That's part of the dialogue as they build a playbook for Drake May that's a little bit different from previous iterations of the Josh McDaniels playbook. And I also kind of wanted to know if, with cut down day looming, if they would come to him and say, hey, who do you like better? Or, who have you developed a thing with? Nope. That's why I started the interview with that question about when do you know a connection has been made. And, you know, does it just happen? Does it just pop? And he had a good answer on that one too. Said, you know, it just sort of happens. There's no one given moment.
He's not comfortable enough in his game yet to feel as if he's empowered to be telling the coaches what plays he wants to run.
But let me ask you that. What if they do come to him? He doesn't seek it out. He doesn't offer anything up. But Josh sits down and goes, listen, we're coming down to the wire here on a couple decisions.
He better have boom, boom, boom. He better say to Josh, you know what? I thought you'd never ask. Here's what I'm thinking.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'd be looking for. Because if he goes, like, shrugs and goes, I don't know.
What do you think?
Nope. Not the answer I'm looking for from my star quarterback, starting quarterback, franchise quarterback. I don't want you overstepping your boundaries and offering it up, but if I come to you, have the answer.
I want my quarterback to know what his strengths, what his weaknesses are, what he's comfortable doing, not doing. I want to know all that stuff.
And his recall, you'd like him to say, well, you know, Baker had those first 3 days where he had those great catches on the sideline, but then so-and-so, like, and you're like, oh, okay, he is digesting all of this. He is not just worried about himself, but he's following everything. Because a quarterback has to know everything about his personnel, the offense, the whole damn thing.
No doubt.
So, yeah, I would hope that behind closed doors, if they did come to him, and I don't know if they would or wouldn't. I'm not suggesting that they did or didn't, would or wouldn't. I'm just saying he should probably have a solid answer ready to go. Do you think he's happy? I asked Fitzy, the super fan on the show. No disrespect meant, so don't come at me on Twitter later, bro.
Self-assessed. Self-proclaimed.
Do you think the quarterback is looking at the way this is trending and saying, yeah, it's good to have eight receivers. It's good to have Kendrick Bourne stay in the mix. It's good to have Booty, for example, is a guy, Ted, you've talked about. Best throw for Drake May.
Yeah.
Deep ball down the sideline.
Down the sideline on the right side.
Mm-hmm. Kayshawn Booty does a pretty good job of getting open for the deep ball down the sideline.
Caught his first touchdown in the NFL.
Right. So you think Drake May is assessing these moves in a positive light, or doesn't even care?
I think he totally cares. I think he cared on draft night who they were going to draft. Oh, who? Oh, what toys are they getting for me? Oh, right. A left tackle and a fun little running back to run some fun screens to all here? Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, if it's a concerted effort to help Drake May in his development, for sure. That's how, if I'm Drake May, that's how I would certainly look at some of these moves.
Well, because we know Fitzy. He's the one in the spotlight and under pressure, but he also knows that all these other guys have a say in the steps he takes forward, the successes he has. So, yeah, he should very much, like, for example, I don't know if he has an opinion or not, but Drake May probably looks at Cam Robinson and says, hey, guys, just I saw there's a veteran tackle that might be available. It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to kick the tires on a partially used or even run down Cam Robinson, right?
Yeah, but don't have him angling to replace Will Campbell, because now that they're dinner buddies, you know that bond is forging. Ted, did you hear that yesterday, that Drake May didn't really have many people to go out to dinner with last year?
It was kind of sad. He was talking about how he had dinner with Will Campbell, and he was like, I didn't really have that last year.
You know what? I listened to my man. I must have missed that.
It slipped through. We had to we kind of heard it.
We had to re-rack it.
Played it. And he didn't mean it literally.
You mean like he didn't go out with many guys last year? They didn't connect with guys, kind of? Is the insinuation?
I think what he meant to say, because he did reference how Will from the South, top five pick, Stiz will play it for you. You can decide.
I think, you know, the biggest thing for me is just to share my experiences and, you know, relate to them and be there with them and go out to eat with them, because last year I didn't have anybody to go eat with them. So go out there and, you know, hang out with them. And I know it's, you know, new adjustment. You know, coming here, you know, to a new city in the north. So I think just being there for him, you know, hanging out and just keeping vibes high. And I think he's always, you know, smiling. And I think you see a different side of him when it comes to practice and game day.
Okay, interesting. You know, what does that tell you when you hear that? What are you driving at when you play that?
Well, no, I think it's a good thing. I think it's a very good thing for Drake May to be taking that role with his left tackle.
But you also heard that maybe he didn't have, you know, connection with guys last year. I mean, I want my quarterback to be, look, Drew Bledsoe was all about bringing teammates together. All about it. And I love that. Tom did not do much of that. He was kind of his own man. And so there's two ways to kind of look at it. My goal would be that Drake May invest time with his teammates and builds that connection with them.
So let's roll the sounder one more time. Maybe the last time today, the big deal is up.
We want to continue to strengthen the roster.
I'll give you my crap, and you give me your best player.
Dan Ball, you have a 53?
Okay, gentlemen.
Yep, here it is.
The New England Patriots have just deleted the post that I was going to read with the 53-man roster. That is
help.
Let's go with a different one instead. Okay, you guys ready?
Yep.
Here's the 53-man roster. Your quarterbacks, Drake May, Josh Dobbs.
No surprise.
Three running backs on the roster, Stevenson, Henderson, and Gibson. Sorry, Ted.
Yep.
Eight wide receivers, Diggs, Hollins, Douglas, Williams, Booty, Bourne, Baker, and Chisholm.
Dang. That's a mouthful.
Wow.
Eight. Three tight ends. Jack Westover has made the roster.
Oh, Jack, good
no
for
surprise.
You.
In addition to Henry and Hooper, your offensive linemen, you got nine. Campbell, Wilson, Bradbury, Onwenu, Moses, Bryant, Brown, Lowe, and Caden Wallace.
Oh.
Cole Strange, gone?
Cole Strange has
career
been
crossroads.
Cut.
No. You get Cole Strange is...
Cole Strange has been cut.
Wow, the one I got says he's made it.
What? Oh. Who are you looking at there, Teddy?
I'm looking at Dan Roach. Dan Roach just released a 53-man roster.
So here's
I got
the
Mike
thing.
Reese and Doug Kide and Ari Myrov all saying he's gone.
So here's the interesting thing, Ted. And this is why I think the Patriots made a mistake. So they tweeted out a graphic on their Twitter had Cole Strange on the roster.
That's what I'm looking at.
And then deleted it.
Boom. So I'm looking at. I'm looking at the okay.
Crossroads right down to the wire.
That's
Cole.
Right.
Yeah, buddy.
Literally to the point where the social team might have screwed that up. So Caden Wallace is your last offensive lineman making the roster as of right now. Defensive linemen, Barmore, Williams, Tonga, Farmer, and Farms. No surprise there. Edge rushers, Landry, Chaisson, White, Jennings, and Ponder. On the outside. So Elijah Ponder has made the roster indeed. In the middle, Spillane, Ellis, Gibbons, and Mapu. So Marte Mapu does make the roster as well. No Jelani Tavai for the time being.
Whoa.
He'll start on IR.
You can't do that.
He has to make the team.
Oh, you're right.
IR, if he's on IR right now, his season is over.
Yeah, that's
Jalen Polk and Jelani Tavai have both been placed on injured reserve.
Season over.
Season over for Jelani Tavai.
Jelani Tavai, a little behind the scenes. There had been some rumblings we might be talking to him at times here on WEEI Afternoons. We will
Wait,
not
you're
be.
Not able to choose a four-week option because...
If you're on the roster, I don't believe... Oh. Unless they've updated the rule was you had to be on the opening day roster to be designated to return from IR.
So the last cuts, this pulling from a couple. Oh, that's not right. They had both Caden Wallace. You guys got to figure this out. I'm talking directly to your group of Patriots reporters. So, Conley, Miner, Strange, Jeremiah Webb, and Braden Swinson has been cut as one of the final cuts as well. So that is putting all the different pieces together on defense. Again, Barmore, Williams, Tonga, Farmer, and Farms are your D linemen. Landry, Chaisson, White, Jennings, and Ponder are your edge rushers. Spillane, Ellis, Gibbons, and Mapu are your linebackers. Gonzalez, Davis, Jones, Austin, and James are your cornerbacks. Your safeties, you got five. Duggar, Peppers, Woodson, Hawkins, and Del Pettis. And then your special teamers, Borogales, Behringer, Ashby, and Schooler.
I'm going to need, Ted, some clarification because now Mark Daniels says they've cut Caden Wallace.
Oh boy. This is not Joe Ryan trade deadline, but this is a bit of a debacle.
This is crazy.
Yeah. Sounds like there was a graphical error. And whatever the right one is, I don't know, but
that is crazy. They're reporting that Caden Wallace, nobody else other than him has reported that.
Okay, so the Patriots have re-released their graphic.
Oh, my God. This is insane.
So now there's not rats, there's just ineptitude.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Doesn't this make
you feel there's
great?
Not rats, there's dolts.
Doesn't this make you feel great about where we're at as a team right now? Okay, so your offensive linemen, Bradbury, Brown, Bryant, Campbell, Lowe, Moses, Onwenu, Wallace, and Wilson.
So Strange is cut.
Strange is cut, and at least per the Patriots graphic that they just put out, Wallace is listed right now.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that is where we stand. Nothing else that I can see changed. Your safeties again, Duggar, Hawkins, Peppers, Pettis, Schooler, and Woodson, and then your corners, Austin Davis. Okay, so yeah, so that, for the time being, that is all accurate.
And Anfernee Jennings is on the roster.
He is, yeah.
So Kyle Jennings
Duggar,
is on the roster.
Anfernee Jennings, both. Two people that were rumored to be on the bubble,
correct,
on the trade block. They apparently couldn't deal them or didn't want to deal them for whatever was offered.
Yep.
So they are on the roster. 617-779-7937 if you want to react to the latest Patriots final 53-man roster. Basically, a couple of graphical errors, but Cole Strange, the former first-round pick, has been cut. And we do need to double down and double check because there is the report that Jelani Tavai is on IR. If the rules are what they used to be, that means he could be gone for the season. 617-779-7937. We'll react to the Patriots roster in final cuts up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons, the Patriots' final cuts are out. Their initial 53-man roster is available. We've settled on a few things that were fluid for a few moments there.
Yikes.
Again, not exactly the Joe Ryan trade deadline issue where, remember those 5 seconds when Joe Ryan was a Red Sox?
That was unbelievable.
Those are the good old days. Well, remember those 5 seconds when Cole Strange was still on the Patriots? He's not anymore. Cole Strange, former first-round pick, has been
like you predicted, at a career crossroads.
I feel like you're putting stronger emphasis on that, but I also
feel like
was
you're
right.
Not.
I bet you Cole Strange is thinking, you know what? If that guy, Andy Hart, didn't ask me that question, he put the voodoo on me, man.
He planted the seed in Vrabel's head, and he cut me because of it. Or, flip side, Cole, maybe they'll ask you to be a fullback on the practice squad and you can develop at that position. I leave that door open. Anfernee Jennings is on the roster. Kyle Duggar is on the roster. Eight wide receivers are on the roster for right now. Jelani Tavai, not on the roster. He and Jalen Polk on IR, so their seasons are over. You will not be seeing those guys this year. The only thing is
if they do an injury settlement and then they can re-sign him after that settlement.
Which, for a player like Tavai, who has some experience, a veteran player, almost never happens. Usually the injury settlement is lower-paid players, lesser players, developing players. And a lot of times, they just take the injury settlement and then go to a different team.
Correct.
It's even rare to come back to the same team. Eight wide receivers on the roster. That includes Kendrick Bourne. We'll see if that sticks or if there could be some maneuverings. We also have to remember the way the waiver wire process works. When you submit a claim for a player that's on the waiver wire, you also have to tell the league the player you will cut if you are awarded that player. So some of these guys that you're like, wow, surprise, Marte Mapu is on the roster. They could claim a linebacker, and the guy that would be bumped off the roster would be Mapu. Or they could claim a lineman and bump off a wide receiver. So that's part of the process of the next 24 hours. I do believe The Patriots have the fourth waiver wire claim because they picked fourth in the draft, and that's how it starts. It goes back to last year. Any interesting, what's the biggest takeaway, Ted Johnson? I know you had a nugget over there you wanted to talk about. Nine draft picks, two undrafted rookies, 11 rookies from this year's draft class or rookie class on the roster compared to, did you say, only 15 from all previous draft classes
that's
combined?
That's correct.
Yikes. That's not good.
I'm trying to. There's just interesting stuff. People are highlighting kind of the past draft classes and looking at the Cole Strange draft classes.
Not great.
As maybe the worst in Patriots history when you think about it. And I don't have a but Cole Strange, Tyquan Thornton.
Whoa! Tyquan Thornton could win a Super Bowl this year with the Chiefs,
which is the biggest upset
story
ever.
Story of KC Camp. They fell for the Andy cheese.
They took the banana in the tailpipe and the cheese.
So people know what these guys are talking about. Tyquan Thornton made the Kansas City Chiefs 53-man roster, shockingly.
And Andy Reid has said, your hamstrings better be stretched out, receivers. We're throwing the ball down the field this year, so they may even try to take advantage of his straight-line speed, and he may be catching deep balls from Patrick Mahomes like he did in the preseason. Correct. Dan Ball, did I see a hand raised?
Yes, you did. So that 2022 class, Strange, Tyquan Thornton, Marcus Jones, Jack Jones, Pierre Strong, Bailey Zappi, Kevin Harris, Sam Roberts, Chasen Hines, and Andrew Stuber.
So it's a very good draft class because it brought us Patriots Monday guest, Marcus Jones.
Absolutely.
All-pro punt returner, also plays cornerback, can also play offense, and they know that. So I think we're underrating that draft class.
What else did it bring us, though?
Absolutely nothing.
All right, cool. And then 2023, after Gonzo, Keon White, Marte Mapu, so a better start there. Jake Andrews, Chad Ryland, City So, Anthony Maffey. Sneaky good sixth round, though, with Kayshon Booty, Bryce Behringer, and Pop Douglas. That's pretty tremendous.
That is a hell of a sixth. It's no, you know, but that's a hell of a sixth round.
Better than a lot of your first rounds, unfortunately.
A quarter of your wide receiver room is late in that draft right there. So, and although I will say, the Mapu, Keon White ones, they're kind of on life support as to what their roles are with this team and their futures.
No doubt.
So,
you think Braden Swinson is like a top waiver, top practice squad priority type of guy? Because he had some good buzz early in camp.
But
I think Calavon Chasen just absolutely coming on like a house of fire in the second half kind of eliminated his spot on the roster.
Yeah, Chasen was probably better than they expected. So you swap out one LSU guy for another LSU guy?
Just real quick, I did mention that I thought Marte Mapu looked halfway decent.
You did.
I had a weird kind of obsession with the backup middle linebacker position last week.
Yes, remember, I know.
I was asking Curran about it, but Marte Mapu did a decent job, I thought, in that third preseason game against the Giants. So he made the 53-man roster. A lot of people online are thinking that the cornerback depth chart looks a little thin.
Oh, yeah.
Would you guys agree with the quarterbacks that made it are, of course, Christian Gonzalez, Carlton Davis, along with Alex Austin, DJ James, and Marcus Jones?
Yes. So Alex Austin and DJ James are perfect examples of you like them. They flash. They're making plays in camp. And then you're like, wait. Do I actually have to play them against the Dolphins one of these the Bengals?
Right. Cincinnati. Right.
Yeah, one of these teams. Right. And I would feel better about the quote-unquote depth if we had seen all summer Christian Gonzalez and Carlton Davis just on the field, right? Like, you feel better about your depth when you don't feel like you need it. But when the starters aren't out there all the time, you're like, makes you think about the depth.
It's true. And when you consider kind of Vrabel's comments about Christian Gonzalez is, you know, recovery time and coming back. You're like, wait a minute.
Don't love it.
Are they not on the same page about his recovery time?
Yeah, don't love it. So, yeah, cornerback. That's why we put secondary as part of our poll today. Biggest position of need after cuts. But for the pollsters or the voters, it was 85% said it's still offensive line. So if they were the GMs, they'd be looking the waiver wire for offensive linemen and opportunities there.
Can I just mention my thoughts on that specifically? I heard you guys talking on the way into work about Trent Brown being available.
Yeah, no thanks.
I get it.
Been there, done that, lived that, hate that.
I would also consider it. I don't know.
This is my
takeaway from Trent Brown. I watched Trent Brown, and I literally thought when he was motivated, he was one of the best tackles in the NFL.
Yeah.
When he was unmotivated, he was one of the absolute worst tackles in the NFL.
Yeah.
It all comes down to motivation.
So Doug Marrone can motivate him. Is that what you're saying?
Can you get him motivated? You know, Belichick's not here. Maybe he comes back. It's a different attitude. I don't know.
Yeah, for $10 million, which he just lost out on.
617-779-7937. If you want to react to the Patriots, cut down to the initial 53-man roster. We'll take your phone calls. We see you lining up. But up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for The Drive. We'll revisit last night's big win for the Red Sox that included another impressive outing for that bullpen. The Drive is up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.